Good afternoon, I'm Paul Qualia, the APAC Assistance Director. I'm covering off on the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Friday, the 1st of February. Firstly, in Thailand. Yesterday, the Pheu Thai Party announced that they have chosen their three prime ministerial candidates. The three candidates are former Agricultural Minister Kunying Surat Kuiraban, the former Transport Minister Chatchat Sitipun, and a former Justice Minister Chaikasem Nitisiri. Meanwhile, Uttama Savanayana, leader of the Palang Pracharat Party, will meet Prime Minister Prayut today to formally invite him to be the party's prime ministerial candidate. Somkid Jatusripitak and Uttama are the two other candidates for the party. Somkid is a former deputy prime minister and a civilian member of the ruling military government. He is also one of the co-founders of the Thai Lak Thai Party, though now he is with Palang Pracharat. He is a well-known economist. He was also Minister of Commerce and Finance in the Thaksin government. Uttama was a Minister of Information and Communication Technology in the military government, and he resigned recently to contest the elections. He was also the president of Bangkok University and of the Thai Future Foundation. Last week, the Democrat Party announced former Prime Minister Abhisit Vijayasinghe is its only prime minister candidate. In the Philippines, more than 220 troopers of the Philippine Army have deployed to the central island of Negros to strengthen internal security operations. The commander of the 303rd Infantry Brigade said that he welcomes the arrival of the additional troops to boost their campaign against the Communist Party of the Philippines' New People's Army. The New People's Army has been fighting the government forces for over three decades, attempting to overthrow the democratic government of the Philippines and establish a communist state. In North Korea, the US Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, laid out an extensive list of demands for North Korean denuclearization yesterday. He called for disclosure of all nuclear and missile programs by North Korea and warned that Washington had contingencies if the diplomatic processes failed. The perhaps unnecessarily antagonistic demands are likely to anger Pyongyang. Despite President Donald Trump saying that the date and place for a second summit was set and hailed tremendous progress in talks, Biden also said that the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has committed to the dismantlement and destruction of North Korea's plutonium and uranium enrichment facilities. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com or email us at info@apacassistance.com. You can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships via our website or buy our assessments on a pay-per-view basis. Thank you.